The spoken word.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
So let's all straighten up and fly right.
Welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldie show. My name is John Lovering, and I thank you for tuning in.
The planet Man.
This is the fascinating story of Dandra, the Planet Man, troubleshooter of the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operation are situated on the capital of all planets, Planetaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dandra, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. The Planet Man was a juvenile science fiction series of the 1950s, transcribed and syndicated by Palladium Radio Productions. The stories are campy and predictable, but silly fun nonetheless. Good for a laugh or for bedtime stories for younger listeners. Produced in about 1950, the Palladium Radio Productions, The Planet Man is the Golly G. Willikers saga of Dandra, or intergalactic troubleshooter, for an organization known as the League of Planets, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world. Think of him as an outer space version of Marshal Matt Dillon. It's a chancy job, but it makes a Planet Man watchful. With their center of operations situated on Planetaria Rex, the capital of the planets, the League sends their water carrier Dandra out into the celestial world to maintain law and order whenever danger threatens the universe. Dandra is assisted in his quest for law and order by the members of Earth's first rocket expedition, Dr. John Darrow, his daughter Pat, and Engineer Slats, who are rescued by the Planet Man before their rocket comes perilously close to crashing into the moon. The explanation of this is that Darrow and the crew took on a pair of stowaways before blastoff, namely his nephew Billy and niece Jane, which makes the listener wonder why the heck these kids weren't in school. These five individuals join forces with the Planet Man to defeat evildoers like Marston, the ruler of Mars, who possesses an insatiable appetite for interplanetary domination. The Planet Man, which was in the tradition of older sci-fi radio shows such as Buck Rogers, Flash Gordon, and Tom Corbett Space Cadet, was a show that was produced by New York City-based Palladium Radio Productions in 1952 and aired through 1953. 78 episodes were produced, all but two of them are in existence today. Besides Phil Tonkin, who was the narrator, only two other people were known to have participated, the organist Joe Gart and voice artist Joseph Bolland, who played the robot characters. The rest of the cast remains a mystery to this day. And now, three back-to-back episodes of The Planet Man. Episodes 1 and 4 of the 78-episode series have not been located, but 76 episodes have been preserved, and on this track of Heirloom Radio, you will hear three episodes back-to-back. Episode 15, discussing Venus. And what a tremendous discussion it is. I mean, what else could a Planet Man be discussing other than Venus? Episode 16, captured by the Dusters. Could it be that our space hero Dandra has been captured by a gigantic Swiffer from Venus? Or a Mop from Mars? Well, Planet Man fans, you must listen to this episode to hear the answer. And finally on this track, episode 17, Captives of Venus. Well, that pretty much gives away what happens in episode 16, doesn't it? Planet Man sends his apologies. Spoiler alert, nix nay on the Mope from Marse, okay? Now on Heirloom Radio, prepare to level off as we fly with the Planet Man, episode 15 to 17, and remember to level off.
The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dandra, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dandra, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, The Planet Man. When we left our friends Pat, Billy, and Jane Darrow, they and Danto the Planet Man had landed at Venusport. As the first people from Earth to visit that planet, they were welcomed most cordially. We find Billy, Pat, and Jane discussing the wonderful reception that was given in their honor.
Brother, that was some banquet.
You said it. What was it we ate?
Gosh, I don't know. Do you know, Pat?
I'm a little bit afraid to ask.
Didn't you like the taste?
Oh, sure, it was swell.
Oh, come in.
Danto, when are we leaving?
Where are we going?
Well, I'll tell you all about it in a minute. You packed, Pat?
Oh, just about. A few little odds and ends, but it'll only take a minute.
Oh, fine. I just came from the office of the League of Planets here on Venus. They wanted me to be sure and commend all of you on the way you've been conducting yourselves. Particularly you two, Billy and Jane. The ambassador thought you got along wonderfully at the party the vice-regent of Venus gave for you.
Gosh, we didn't do anything special.
They were such nice people. It was almost like our friends on Earth.
Well, just the same, you were both swell.
You know, Danto, sometimes I think you do it deliberately.
Hmm?
You know, we're all standing here wondering when we're leaving and where we go next. Is it a secret?
Yeah, what's the mystery?
No mystery at all. I didn't mean to keep you guessing. It's just that I've got a lot on my mind. I was going over the route with the convoy commander.
Convoy commander? Are we going by boat?
Silly, how could we go by boat? There's no water.
No boat, Billy.
Oh, Danto, what is this all about?
I'm sorry, Pat. Well, here's the story. We leave here in about half an hour and travel in convoy by dust buggy to Galanta.
What's a dust buggy?
Where's Galanta?
Well, a dust buggy is like, well, I guess back on Earth you'd call it a sled. It has an enclosed cabin to keep out the dust. It's driven by jets along the tops of the dust the way a sled goes over the snow. Galanta is the biggest city here on Venus. Well, it's about 600 miles from Venusport.
Couldn't we go by air?
Well, we could, but I thought you might like to see something of Venus. It'll take a little longer this way, but you could get a good look at the countryside. The buggy's built to take all kinds of conditions. It will be part of a convoy.
It sounds exciting.
Yes, it will be. I'll never forget the first time I traveled across Venus. An experience you'll never forget. Pat, can I talk to you a minute?
Oh, certainly. Come into my room.
You get your things together, kids. We'll be right back. I wanted to talk to you about something serious, and I just assumed Billy and Jane didn't hear. Nothing may happen, but I think you ought to be aware that everyone on Venus isn't friendly.
Well, I thought the Venusians were on our side.
Well, they are, don't misunderstand me. 99% of them are anxious for Earth to join the League, but Marston had allies here on Venus. As a matter of fact, just before we left Linaria Rex, Judge Augustus warned me to be careful.
Then there was something really wrong with the ship after all, wasn't there?
Yeah, I'm afraid there was. I didn't want to frighten you, so I pretended it was an accident. But it was sabotage. There's no question about it, and I'm afraid it's only the beginning.
Do you think they'll really try to hurt us?
Well, I'm afraid they may, Pat. After all, if we'd taken off with the ship the way it was, we'd have all been killed. If they're willing to go that far, they'll stop at nothing. Oh, that's why I felt I'd better tell you the truth so that you'd be on your toes.
Well, it's not myself I'm worried about, but the kids are my responsibility. I certainly wouldn't want anything to happen to them.
Believe me, Pat, nothing's going to happen if I can help it. But there's no harm in being prepared. Well, we better get moving. Convoy will be waiting for us. Come on, kids. Let's go.
A trip through the Venus Dustland. That in itself is exciting. But what possible danger may face Danto, Pat, Billy, and James as they embark on this Venusian convoy trip? We'll be back in a moment. So, level up. When we left Danto, Pat, and the two kids, Billy and James, they were about to leave Venusport for an overland trip to Galanta, which would take them over the treacherous Venus dust. As we find them now, they are speeding along in a Venusian dust buggy, and the ride is apparently full of thrills.
Boy! Oh, boy, Billy, isn't this wonderful? It's like a roller coaster back on Earth. Oh, here comes another hill. Hang on. Oh, boy, what a ride!
I told you you'd enjoy this. We'd gone by air, you'd have missed all the fun.
Oh, it is exciting. But I can't help but wonder what would happen if our dust buggy conked out.
No worry. That's why we travel in convoys. We just transfer to one of the other buggies. If we lost the convoy, we could use our communicator and they'd send out a rescue party from Venusport.
Well, I'm not really worried. But that landscape out there is a little frightening. I never realized there could be so much dust anywhere.
Well, it's hundreds of feet deep, Pat. And these hills are moving all the time, like sand in your deserts back on Earth.
Gosh, you know almost as much about Earth as we do.
Well, you know, we've been watching Earth for years with the Cosmic Communicator. I've learned a lot about your planet and its people.
That's right, I'd forgotten. I wish we had the communicator here now. I'd like to see what's going on in the sports world.
You and your old sports. Look out there. We'll never see anything like that on Earth.
Maybe when we get back to Planaria X, you can teach us some games.
Boy, that's an idea. We could have games and maybe even have a League of Planets Olympics like the ones on Earth.
And Judge Augustus could be an official.
Ah, I bet he'd love that, wouldn't he, Dan?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. They have a game here on Venus I think you'd like. Maybe when we get to Galanta, you can watch a game. It's called Jetto.
How do they play it?
With one-man jets and a ball that's anti-gravity so it floats in the air.
Gosh, it sounds exciting.
You think we'll run into a dust storm?
Well, let's hope not. Once you've been in one, you never want to see another. Now, we're safe enough in the buggy. It's built to travel right through storms. But with the wind blowing at 100 miles an hour, this dust is like a million sharp needles. If you were outside without protection, it would strip your clothes off in a second, and the rest of you, too, for that matter.
Let's not even talk about it. It gives me the shivers.
Ah, you always get scared.
Maybe I do, but that doesn't stop me.
That's right, Jane. Sometimes I think you pretend to be scared to make Billy feel brave.
That's a secret between us women.
Ah, you women are all alike, always making fun of a guy.
Yes, Billy, but they are nice to have around.
Oh, I guess so. Only sometimes Jane talks too much.
What's that?
Where?
Over there on the left, way out there. See? It looks like a cloud or something.
I see it all right. Jane, it looks like you're going to find out what a dust storm is like.
Well, is that what it is? It seems so far away.
At the speed it's traveling, it'll be here within a few minutes. We're in for a little rough weather. Better buckle those safety belts.
Gosh, this is really something.
Hadn't we better pull a little closer to the convoy?
That's a good idea. We'll switch on our lights, too, the way they have, so we can see each other through the storm.
The noise.
I'm afraid they're built for safety and speed, not for comfort. But don't be afraid. At the rate we're traveling, we should be out of the storm quickly enough.
It's a good thing the rest of the convoy put on their lights. Pitch black outside. I can just barely make them out.
We'll stick close to them. They know the way. You all okay?
Sure, we're fine.
What's happened?
I'm not sure. I'll try and start the jets again.
Boy, that had me worried for a minute.
That must have been the dust. Some of it must have gotten through the filters into the engine.
Look, there's one of the convoy. They dropped back to see if we were okay.
They're pulling up right alongside of us.
I'll signal them ahead. Everything's fine now.
There they go. Can you see them?
Don't worry. I'll follow right behind until we catch up with the rest of the convoy.
Pulling away from us?
Our jets still aren't working right. I can't understand it. These buggies are built for this kind of weather. Well, there it goes again.
Can't you get it started?
I'm afraid we're stuck.
They'll
try, but in this storm, they'll never find us.
What'll happen?
Well, we'll just use our communicator and call for help. They'll be able to get direction from our radar beam and find us even if the dust storm is still on. Hello, Planet Man calling Venusport. Planet Man calling Venusport. Hello, Venusport. Venusport, do you hear me? This is Planet Man calling Venusport. Come in, Venusport.
No answer.
Hello, Venusport. Come in, Venusport. This is Planet Man calling Venusport.
Maybe something's happened to our communicator.
God, can't you think of something pleasant?
Pleasant or not, I'm afraid Jane's right. The communicator isn't working.
What do we do now?
Well, we're safe enough here in the buggy. We'll just sit out the storm, and then I'll send up a few flares. They'll be looking for us, and somebody is sure to notice. We'll just sit tight until they do.
Friends seem to have become the victims of a Venusian dust storm. Or has the work of some saboteurs hit its mark? Will the rest of the convoy discover the missing dust buggy soon? what manner of danger lies ahead for Danto and his friends. We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danto, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danto, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will remember Billy, Jane, and Pat Darrow and Danto, the Planet Man, were marooned on Venus amidst a sea of dust when their dust buggy broke down during a terrible storm. With their communicator not working, they have been unable to do more than sit and wait for the storm to blow itself up.
Have you figured out what's wrong with the communicator yet, Dantro?
Not yet, Billy. I can't understand how it could have gone out. This type of equipment is built to take a pounding for years without trouble.
Maybe it needs a tube or something.
Not this set. They're tubeless. That's what makes them so sturdy.
Listen to that wind.
Don't have to listen to it. I can almost feel it through the buggy. That plastic shield around us must really be strong.
How fast do you think it's blowing out there?
Well, at least 200 miles an hour, maybe more.
Gosh,
have you found the trouble yet?
Yes, I found it.
Can't you fix it?
Not without new parts, and there aren't any extras aboard.
New parts? Is it that bad?
Pat, you remember what I told you just before we left Venusport?
You mean about the ship?
That's right. Well, it looks like this is more of the same.
More of the same? Same what?
I'm going to tell them, Pat.
I guess you better.
What's going on?
Remember the trouble we had with the ship before we left Planaria Rex?
I remember. It was something with the counter-gravity thing.
Yes, the counter-gravity stabilizer. It was deliberately sabotaged. And the same thing has happened to this communicator. And the dust buggy, too, I think. It's as I told Pat at Venusport. Marston is gone, but his collaborators are still at work trying to achieve what he failed to do.
But what good does it do them to strand us out here? Sooner or later, a search party will find us and take us back to Venusport.
You're absolutely right, Jane, and that's one of the reasons why I decided to tell you and Billy the whole story. I'm afraid that the dirty work isn't over.
Do you think someone in the convoy was in on it?
Well, we'll probably never find out for sure who sabotaged our buggy and communicator. Say, we've been so busy talking, I didn't even notice that the storm's letting up. I hope what I've told you doesn't frighten you.
You should know us better than that by now. Besides, we're all stuck together. We can take care of anything.
Attaboy, Billy. That's the way to talk.
Hello, Venusport. Secret Channel 7 Zeptar. This is Noki reporting from Goodwill Tour Convoy. Mission complete. Dantro's dust buggy stopped as planned. Convoy did not stop to find them in dust storm. We'll proceed with Operation Pickup. Should have the Earth people and Danto as prisoners shortly. Keep you advised. Signing off.
Danto, how about going outside? The storm's over. Maybe we can fix the jets on the buggy.
That's one thing we mustn't even try, Billy. That dust is like powder, and in this part of the desert, it's hundreds of feet thick. Without special shoes, you'd sink out of sight in a second. That's why the buggies have wide, flat runners like a sled so that they can coast along on top of the dust.
I bet if we had a pair of snowshoes, we could walk on it.
Well, as a matter of fact, the Manusians wear special dust walkers that look almost exactly like snowshoes. There aren't any on the buggy. I've already looked.
What are we going to do now? Just sit here and wait?
No, I'm going to climb to the top of the buggy and send up a couple of flares before it gets light. May help them find us.
But won't it help who's ever trying to get rid of us, too?
Well, we'll just have to take that chance. Here, hold this flare gun, and when I get up on top of the buggy, hand it to me.
Be careful.
Don't worry, I will.
Dantro, look out!
It's all right, Billy. Hand me the flare gun. Just reach it up through the doorway there.
There it is.
Now, I've got it.
Why doesn't he send up a flare?
Give him time. He's coming back down again. What's the matter, Dantro? Why didn't you send up a flare?
Well, that does it. The flare gun's been tampered with, too.
Well, isn't there anything we can do?
Maybe we can light a fire.
It'd be a good idea if we had something to burn, but everything in the buggy is fireproof and there's nothing else but dust for hundreds of miles. No, I'm afraid we'll just have to sit here until it gets light and hope the rescue party finds us then.
A wait for help in a sea of dust is a very long time. Sometimes it never comes. What will face our friends now? We'll be back in a moment, so level up. When we left Dantro, Pat, and the kids Billy and James, they were waiting for help in their sabotaged dust buggy. They were hoping a Venusian rescue party would shortly pick them up. As we find them now, they are in their dust buggy staring out at the vast reaches of the shifting mountains of dust.
Jane, what are you looking at?
I was sure I saw something moving out there.
Where?
Up that way. It looked almost like somebody standing. It's gone now.
I'm afraid it was your imagination, Jane. Even in this light, you can see for miles. There's nothing there now.
Ah, she's just seeing things. Well, if she's seeing things, so am I. Look out there.
You're right. I can see it, too. Looks like some kind of an animal or something's coming towards us. There are some more of them here on the other side. Look.
What is it, Dantro? Do you know?
Well, I'm not sure. It's hard to see the way they're hunched over, but I think... Oh, it can't be.
It can't be what?
Remember I was telling you about the dusters?
Sure. You said nobody was sure if they really existed or not.
Well, I'm afraid they do exist, and what's more, they're all around the dust buggy.
We're surrounded. They seem to be coming in closer now.
Do you think they'll attack us?
I don't understand this at all. There's little known about them, but I've never heard of them attacking.
They look so strange. In some ways, they look humanoid, and in others, almost like some kind of reptile.
Gee, you're right. They're still not close enough to see very clearly, but their skin seems to be scaly. Almost like an alligator.
Look at their feet. They're wearing dust shoes, all right, but it looks like it's part of their body. I guess that's how they can walk in the dust without sinking in.
They keep coming closer and closer. I wonder what they're going to do. Well, we should know in a couple of seconds. They're almost up to the buggy.
What's that noise?
Well, it must be from those tremendous feet moving through the dust.
Well, anyhow, they can't bite it.
Why not?
Look, they hardly have any mouths at all. Just a tiny little hole.
Yes, but their noses make up for it. They're bigger than the Venusians.
They're touching the ship on this side.
Look, they're working one of the spears in through the crack of the port.
Stand back, Billy. Help me get over there.
There's another one now, on the other side.
Get back away from the port, Billy. Looks like they're going to force it open. They've split it already.
Port, secret channel 7 Zeptar. This is Noki. Convoy just arrived Galanta. We delay them on Dantro's rescue. Baka and I heading out to Dantro's stalled dust buggy. Keep you advised. Signing out.
Why don't you use your ray gun, Dantro?
I don't dare. I might get a few of them, but not enough to matter. Besides, we still aren't sure they mean to harm us.
Looks like one of them is trying to climb in through the port. Gosh, look at that skin. It's just like an alligator's. But they can walk through a dust storm and not even feel it.
I guess that's what it's for.
He's coming in all right.
He certainly is an ugly-looking specimen.
Right now, I'm much more concerned with what he wants, not what he looks like.
He's just standing there looking at us.
Why don't you try and talk to them, Dantrell?
I don't think it'll do any good, Billy. They haven't any ears.
Do you think they can communicate with each other?
Maybe. Somehow they must, or they couldn't organize an attack as they did this one.
They must be pretty smart.
Maybe, but remember, the ants back on Earth and a lot of other insects, too. And wolves, they hunt in packs and yet have no means of communication.
Wolves? You don't think these dusters are like wolves, do you, Pat?
Oh, of course not, Jane.
Here comes another one through the port.
Hey, and there's one right behind
us. They're coming toward us.
Just stay where you are. Don't move.
Hey, one of them has hold of my arm.
Get your hands off of me.
Don't fight them, Billy. Jane, it won't do any good. We're badly outnumbered.
Hey, he's got a rope. He's going to tie me up. Hey, what do I do? Just stand here?
I'm afraid we have no choice. If we fight back, we may just arouse them. As it is, we still don't know what their plans are.
Well, now they're tying me up, too. I guess you're right about they not being able to hear or speak. They aren't making a sound.
Here comes another one through the port. What's he carrying?
Some kind of a cloth. Hey, what's he doing with it? Hey, Jane, are you all right?
Dantro!
Don't be afraid, Jane. They're just going to wrap us in this cloth.
Don't worry, kid. Just don't worry. He's been carrying us out of the buggy. Ow! Jane, that hurt! What were you doing? Why are you banging right against the door?
You be careful, you... You walking alligator.
Keep calm, kid.
That's the stuff. At least we can talk. That way we can keep track of each other.
They're somewhere, aren't they?
That's right, they are.
Back to their village, do you think?
There's no telling, Billy. All we can do is wait and see.
It seems the dusters are taking Danto and the Earth people to some prearranged spot. Where is this place? And why are our friends being taken there? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man. The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will recall that the Earth people, Billy, Jane, and Pat Darrow, and their ally from Planaria Rex, Dantro, the Planet Man, have been captured by the almost legendary dusters of Venus. Bound and wrapped in cloth, they are being carried across the dust deserts of Venus.
Billy, how are you?
Being carried upside down with a sheet around me isn't an idea of comfort.
Jane?
I'm okay.
Pat?
All present and accounted for, Dantro. Are you all right?
Fine.
I do wish I knew where we were going.
Well, at least they're keeping us together.
Where do you think they live?
They may have some way of burrowing into the dust. Perhaps they'd learn to camouflage their den.
Den?
I don't mean it the way it sounds, Billy, but wherever it is they live, I don't believe they're intelligent enough to communicate or cooperate with others.
Well, then how do they know where to find us?
Yes, that's what I was wondering.
Well, this may be just a wandering path. Perhaps they just stumbled on the buggy in the desert.
I don't think so. They came prepared. Besides, what would they want with us, and why did they bother with us? Have you ever heard of them taking anyone before?
No.
That means if they did, no one ever lived to tell about it.
It may not be that, Billy. There may be some special reason why they wanted us.
Special reason? What do you mean?
Oh, no sense in guessing. We'll find out shortly. Notice the difference in sound?
Yeah, what is it?
We seem to have left the dust of the desert. Sounds and feels as if the dusters were walking on earth or rocks.
Hey, something feels funny. It's as if they were going downhill.
That's right. Well, you notice how our voices seem to echo?
Yeah, what does that mean?
We must be in a tunnel or a cave of some kind.
And the air is much cooler, too. We should find out soon what this is all about. Have they gone? Where are we?
I don't know. They just put us down and left. I heard a door close. They must be in a room of some kind.
Oh, well, my hands are a little loose. Can you get them free? I'm trying.
Move down a little so I can reach the ropes with my fingers.
Got them?
Yeah, I think so.
That's it. They're getting looser. There. Now, if I can only get this blanket or whatever it is wrapped around me off.
Where are we? Can you see?
See? Blacker than it was when I had the thing over my head. We're in the dark somewhere. But wait, I'll untie it so you can see for yourself.
Untie Pat first, and then she can untie Jane while you set me free.
Is that over here?
Okay, I'll have you loose in a minute. There, that's it.
Oh, never mind, I can do the rest myself. You better untie Dantro.
Right.
That's fine, Billy.
Gosh, I'm glad to get these ropes off. I don't mind telling you my wrists and ankles are rubbed raw.
Well, if the dusters hadn't wrapped that cloth around us, there would be a lot of you rubbed raw.
What do you mean?
Didn't you notice their hide?
Sure, it was like an alligator.
Did you touch it?
I did when they were tying us up. It's as hard as rock, and it's rough enough to sharpen a knife on. The way they were carrying us, it would have rubbed right through our clothes.
Well, let's try to find out where we are.
You have a light?
No, Billy, no light, no ray gun either.
Did they take it away from you?
Well, I'm not sure. It might have fallen out of the holster, but it's gone.
I guess you don't have any such thing as a match.
No, nobody in the League of Planets has used matches for hundreds of years.
Well, how can we tell where we are if we can't see?
We just have to feel. Here, Pat, you take my left hand, Jane my right hand, and Billy, you hold Jane's hand.
What's the idea, Danza?
You'll see in a minute.
What does Dantro hope to accomplish by this hand-clasping maneuver? Will it work? We'll be back in a moment. So, level off. When we left Dantro and his friends, they were dropped in a dark, lonely place by the dusters. Dantro is trying to find out where they are. Now he is directing Pat, Billy, and Jane in a hand-clasp maneuver in the dark.
Billy, walk as far as you can away from Jane without letting go of her hand.
Okay, now what?
Jane, keep hold of my hand and move away as far as you can. Billy, you keep moving.
Right, okay.
Now, Pat, you move out the other way as far as you can. Now, take your other hand and see if either you, Pat, or you, Billy, can touch a wall or something.
I'm feeling on my side here.
How about you, Pat?
No.
Now, Billy, you stay where you are. Jane, you stay where you are. Pat and I will see if we can find the other wall.
There, I feel it.
Still there, Billy?
Yes.
I wanted to be sure of that direction. One, two, three, four, five. I'm measuring to see how wide this place is. Now I'm going to walk ahead and see if I can find the wall with the door in it.
I don't know whether it's better here in the dark or in the middle of the dust desert.
Personally, I'd be a little happier if we were back in Venusport.
Did you find the door, Danter?
Yes, but it doesn't help much. It's locked or bolted on the outside.
Can we sit down or something? I'm tired.
I think that's a good idea, Billy. Let's go over where we left the cloth they wrapped us in. Better than sitting on this floor. Pretty sure that the dusters mean us no harm. If they were going to hurt us, I think they'd have done it by now.
Makes sense. But you said yourself that the dusters couldn't be very intelligent. I just hope you're right.
something.
They're coming back.
What'll we do?
Just sit here and wait.
Here they come. Oh, he's taping my arm again. He's making me get up.
Me too. I guess they're going to take us somewhere.
We'll just do what we've been doing. Don't resist them.
You're right, Pat. They're leading us out of the room.
I think we're in a tunnel. Look, there's a light ahead of us.
We're heading toward it.
Doesn't look like daylight.
I wish these dusties could talk or make some kind of sound. They're so quiet, it's scary.
You don't sound very scared.
Well, I may not sound it, but I sure am.
Look, that light is very close.
What? Oh, would you look at that? It's a city. A whole city underground. It's cave-like. It must be 1,000 feet high.
Yes, and a mile across.
I can't believe my eyes.
And I said they couldn't be very intelligent. Look at those buildings, streets, and lights.
Yeah, and where does the light come from?
I'm not sure. There doesn't seem to be any single source. It's almost as though the whole inside of the cave were glowing.
Maybe it's some kind of luminous paint.
Whatever it is, it's certainly not primitive.
And look, there are some little dusters, and those must be their mothers.
We're going up the street now. Look at the houses. They look funny without any roof.
They don't need roofs. The whole cave is a roof. They just need walls for privacy.
Hey, what's that coming?
Hey, it's a vehicle of some sort.
But it has no wheels. It's not even touching the ground.
It looks like a gravity sled, but I can't believe the dusters were... Science is that advanced.
We seem to be heading toward the middle of the city.
Yes, toward that big building.
It's twice as big as any of ours.
It must be where their ruler lives.
Oh, that's a good guess, Pat.
Yeah. Hey, that's where we're headed.
This must be the throne room or something. Look at the size of it.
That must be the big shot over in that chair.
He doesn't look very important.
Be careful. Let me make the first move.
He hasn't moved since we came in.
He's just sitting, staring at us.
Why don't you try to talk to him, Dantro? They must have some way of communicating with each other, or they couldn't develop as they have.
Oh, it's worth trying. What do you want with us?
No answer.
I'm afraid verbal communication's out anyway. After all, if they speak, they must have a language of their own.
Why don't you try sign language? You know, hands.
Right, Billy.
What's he looking at us for?
Dantro, look how he's staring at Billy and Jane.
He makes me nervous. As long as he just sits there, I don't mind.
They must have had a reason for bringing us here.
He's certainly not showing it.
Here come the dusters that brought us in.
Hey, what's going on here? They're taking us out again.
I wish I knew. I guess there's nothing we can do but go along with them and wait and see.
What a strange situation for Dantro, Pat, and the kids. What can the dusters possibly have in mind? How long will Dantro wait to see what happens before he acts? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man.
And that concludes this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com but can also be heard on iTunes and Google Play. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and search for Heirloom Radio. That's Heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, radio. I also invite you to visit my Heirloom Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/heirloomradio. And be sure to check out my ever-growing list of old radio programming from every genre, from musicals to quiz shows and everything in between. And please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And I thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well.
Good show today, chap. Good show.